Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. I wouldn't consider personally getting started in implant dentistry without live patient education, where you work on real patients. And that's what we do here at 3D Dentist. We provide you patients in the discipline of implant dentistry that you're learning. And you know, you're going to come to learn implants. You're going to leave with so much more. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Welcome to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and for the first time, for good reason, you are listening to an episode without my amazing co-host, Meredith Cooper Jones. And that is because on March the 1st, Meredith delivered her first baby. And we are so excited for her and Taylor to embark on this journey. And so for those of you that know Meredith and you have her number, please send her a congratulations text message. And for those of you that don't have her number, you can reach her on, I'm sure, all the social media channels and get that out to her. So we've had our first baby in the 3D Dentist family. And so I'm so excited for Meredith and for Taylor, her husband. And so we're so excited. So let's get to this week's episode. So one of the questions I'm often asked or often hear is people want to know what's next for them and what should they do? What's right for them? You know, what fits into their practice? And it becomes this process or this thing where they overthink and kind of approach it in a different way. And so what I wanted to do on this week's episode is kind of walk you through the three or four things that I kind of always did looking backwards when I was ready or thought I was ready to add a new procedure to my practice. So that's kind of what I want to walk through this week for you. So let's take a look, okay? So no matter what procedure I'm trying to add to my practice, the first question I always ask myself is, does it exist within my practice? In other words, is there a need? And for me, the easiest things to implement in your practice are those things that are already existent on your patients in hygiene. So let's take, for example, that you want to add dental implants to your practice. Well, in that case, what I would look at as soon as I started having that idea is I would start counting the number of patients I saw each day or each week or each month that were missing teeth in my practice. And I would kind of take inventory of that so I understood that. Let's say that you want to start doing clear aligners. Then I would start taking inventory within my hygiene base. How many of my patients have, you know, cosmetically oriented malalignment. Now, you know, maybe you want to get into comprehensive orthodontics and you want to change bites. So you'd look for that type of, you know, class one, class two, all of those tooth setup issues. You know, and the reason this is important to me. One is I want to know if those patients exist already within my practice. And then two, I want to get an idea that will this patient base already be in my practice, or am I going to have to go out and market to attract that patient base? Or am I going to have to do both? Maybe there's enough to kind of get me started within my practice, but I'm not attracting enough patients that are missing teeth or that have crooked teeth that I'm going to have to start externally marketing that. And the reason I want to know that is I want to budget. I want to, you know, I believe it or not, we run a small business and we should have some type of business forecasting within our business. And I want to forecast or figure out how much money I'm going to need to allocate. And I'm going to have to start doing some research on what type of marketing is needed or can be done or is effective for that type of dentistry. So that's kind of one of the first things I looked at in my practice. And I was very strategic in that I implemented things in numerical or almost numerical order in the terms of the things I was referring out and or things that I kept saying no to in my practice. The second thing I kind of looked at, and again, we're talking about how to know if you're ready to add a new procedure to your practice. The second thing I looked at was, or thought about was, would I even enjoy doing this procedure? So I'll give you an example. We have a lot of third molar patients in our practice, but I do not enjoy doing third molar dentistry and or taking out there. For whatever reason, I don't enjoy it. And so I don't do it. Even though it would make a lot of economic sense for me to do it. And my ego says I could probably figure out how to do it, learn how to do it and do it well. But would you even enjoy doing this procedure? So how do you know if you're going to enjoy doing a procedure? The easiest way is to go on this website called youtube.com, and you can probably find a recording of that procedure being done and just watch it. And are you enamored by it? Are you like, oh my God, that's scary? Or, hey, I'd love that challenge or whatever it is. Another way I did it, and for me with implant dentistry, was I went to my oral surgeon's office and I watched him, you know, on my patients. I he was kind enough to allow me to come observe him do things. And I was like, I can enjoy doing this procedure, or I can get behind doing it. And I can see myself being able to do it. I see myself. I was able to look at that and say, you know what? I think I could do that. I would enjoy the challenge of doing that type of dentistry. And so, you know, I would hope that you would never continue to do things that you don't enjoy in your practice. And that's the beauty of dentistry. Honestly, even as an associate to a certain degree, you can choose what you do and don't do. And certainly as a self-employed dentist or a business owner dentist, you definitely get to choose what type of dentistry that you do in your practice. So, so those are kind of the second thing I would look at. So the first thing is, does the dentistry already exist in my practice? I look very closely at my hygiene base for that and understand what type of quantity. And the second thing is, would I even enjoy doing this? Now, speaking on enjoyment, this is an area where we dentists seem to be unhappy a lot. And so I'd like to talk to you, take a moment to talk to you about our 3D Business Mastermind. It is without question one of my favorite programs that we do at 3D Dentists. It's our business mastermind where we work with you for on an initial basis for 6 months through 2 weekends here at the retreat and monthly group calls and monthly one-on-one coaching calls to help you do more of the dentistry you enjoy, get control of your practice, and build the schedule that helps you enjoy dentistry more and help you grow your practice. And then after our first 6 months, you can choose, or we can choose not to. We can choose to continue on a 12-month ongoing basis with our advanced mastermind program, where we start introducing the team mastermind, and the dentists and the team members get an opportunity to come to our offices and see and learn from our team members. It's an amazing program. So I know that we have a few spots left for July 2023. After July 2023, the next program will be January 2024. So if you want to learn more information, just visit 3D-dentist.com. It's a simple application process. And then we can see, you'll jump on a call with one of our team members here at 3D Dentists, and we'll see if it's a good fit for both of us. So if you're interested in that, we'd love to see and have you be part of the program. So let's continue down this week's episode, which is, how do I know if I'm ready to add a new procedure to my practice? And the first thing we talked about was evaluating what kind of, how many of those patients we have in hygiene. The second thing was understanding, would I even enjoy this procedure? And the third thing we look at, and I think this is often overlooked, and that's, you know, part of the business. That's why I talked about the business mastermind, is the fundamentals of this. You know, do you have the ability to do this, to sell this type of dentistry in your practice? Because typically when we're adding newer procedures, we're living in a time where newer procedures start at $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $20,000, $30,000 to our patients. So we have to have a foundational case acceptance process in place that allows us to diagnose this, that allows us to communicate it to our patients, that allows us a way to make patients afford it, and allows us to actually have room in our schedule to do this. You know, too many times I talk to dentists who are so busy and so booked out, and then they come to learn a procedure and they're like, yeah, I can't, I have patients that are ready for dental implants, but I can't see them for 6 months. Or I'm going to start working extra days, which, look, part of me is okay with that on a short-term basis, definitively not okay with that on a long-term basis. So do you have the ability to make room in your schedule for these procedures? Now, the flip side of that is, I don't want you to put on hold your growth of your clinical career because you don't have space on your schedule. That may be where we have to add days in the short term. And I've done that when I added sedation, when I added implants. We were a relatively busy practice. You know, we were booked out. And so I needed to add these patients in. I prioritize adding them in on special days where that's the type of dentistry, only type of dentistry we did. And that was the gateway drug for me to start building my schedule that way, where I was trying to build my schedule around doing the type of dentistry I wanted at the times I wanted, on the days that I wanted to do it. So that way it was, you know, it's my practice, my name on the door. Why shouldn't I be in control, or as much control as I can be, of this practice? So we're talking about, how do you know if you're ready to add a new procedure to your practice? One is, evaluate your hygiene, see how many of these patients exist in your hygiene practice. You know, give you an example. If your goal is to add full arch implant dentistry to your practice, then I hope you have a lot of people coming in with massive perio disease or existing dentures into your practice, because that's the type of patients you need to add full arch from within existing patient base, or you have to understand you're going to have to market for those patients. Would you even enjoy doing these procedures? And what I'll say from personal experience on that is, I never thought I would do full arch implant dentistry when I started my implant journey, but I never closed my mind to it. And then voila, one day, here you know, that's part of the implant dentistry that we're doing in our practice. Do you have the room or the ability to create room to do it in your schedule? And do you have the process in place to help help patients buy this type of dentistry? Because what good is it to learn a clinical skill if you never get to do it, or you do it so few times that you never really become good at it, and your team members never enjoy doing it because it's a nuisance or a burden to them? And then once I kind of answer those three questions, one of the last things I'll do is, I'll find when I can get the education, where I want to get the education, what type of education I want to get, and how quickly can I get started, and all the stuff I need around doing those procedures. You know, to do implant dentistry, it's not just about the education. You got to have an implant motor. You got to have an implant drill kit. You got to have some implants. You know, more than likely, I hope you have a digital impression machine, and I hope you have or get a CBCT. To me, those are the things with implant dentistry that you need. Today, if you want to do aligner therapy, you got to have some way to create IPR space between teeth. You got to have a digital impression. You don't have to, but again, we live in a world where that's what we want, and we got to have a way to show our patients these things. And where's the best education? Look, I'm biased. I think we do amazing education at 3D Dentists, certainly with the Business Mastermind, with our implant program, with our sleep apnea program, with our clear aligner therapy program, with our oral sedation program. You know, I think we're doing amazing
work there. And what makes us unique is that we're all full-time practicing general dentists that own a practice. And so that way you can learn not just the clinical skills, but the interpersonal skills, the selling skills, the business skills, the whole implementation. Implementation isn't just about clinical skills. I'll argue that implementation is the least important part of that is the clinical skills, which you can get from lots of places. But that's kind of where you get started. And then how soon can they get you in and how soon can they get you started? And then to me, when it comes to implant dentistry, I wouldn't consider personally getting started in implant dentistry without live patient education where you work on real patients. And that's what we do here at 3D Dentists. We provide you patients in the discipline of implant dentistry that you're learning. And you know, you're going to come to learn implants. You're going to leave with so much more. So that's kind of a recap here is how to know if you're ready to add a new procedure to your practice. One is do the hygiene checks and see where these patients are, or you're going to have to go outside and get them in. Number two, would you even enjoy doing these procedures? Number three, do you have the room and the ability to get these patients onto your schedule? And number four, what's the best solution for you to get this education? How quickly can you get the education? And what type of learning in terms of this education do you want to do? So if we can help you at 3D Dentists, we'd love to do that. Here's how you can help us. You can share this podcast. You can get more people to listen. You can do all of those things, because just like your business grows through word of mouth, our business and our podcast grows the word of mouth. And I want to thank you each for being an amazing member of our podcast family and faithfully tuning in each week. And I want to thank and congratulate Meredith on her new journey that she's doing. And honestly, it was I enjoy doing this podcast alone, but I know I'll miss her and I'll be excited for her to get back onto the podcast. So thank you guys. Enjoy your week and I'll see you guys next week right here on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.